just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning, Amy. Welcome along to the show.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
You good?
Yeah, I was thinking very early this morning at 4 o'clock. It's great that I'm still the creative messiah.
Mm.
You know, it's almost been 3 years of being a creative messiah
just
now.
It's just tagged along beside you.
Right. You know, I can't help it. It's what I am. It's awesome. What I am. The radio says so.
Mm.
Okay, so today on Who Arted we have painter Laura Williams, and we're going to be chatting about her latest exhibition, Arcadian Crumpet, which is on show at Black Asterisk Gallery in Ponsonby, opening tonight at 6:30. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amy.
Look, just a quick question. Arcadian Crumpet.
Arcadian because of all the floral landscapes that I've got in the still life, and as well as the Eden-type scenarios.
Yeah.
And crumpet for crumpet, like you'd think in the 70s. That's a nice bit of crumpet, meaning an attractive person.
Ah, okay. Well, I would also potentially say could be like the edible crumpet because the work is so delicious. And this all,
which parts are delicious?
Which parts? The whole thing. I mean, well, you're thinking illustratively of some of the subjects. Okay, let me take a step back, listeners. Laura Williams' paintings may appear at first glance to be kitchen decorative. I grabbed this from the website, by the way. I would never call them kitsch, but I think it's important that I sometimes read stuff that's been written by the gallery. But on closer contemplation, they reveal an intricate web of signs and symbols, textures and colours. It's not uncommon to see reproductions or takeoffs of Williams' favourite artists or those she's thinking of at the time, taking pride of place in one of her wallpapered scenes. The more you look, the more you'll see, and there's plenty to see. Now, when I first went and saw your works, which were yet to be hung, Tuesday went into the gallery, I was overwhelmed and just completely delighted. Your canvases are populated with bright visual stimuli, edge to edge, and experiencing your work for me was akin to what I'd imagine it would be like entering Willy Wonka's chocolate factory and discovering everything is edible and lickable. I absolutely love the vibrancy. There's colour combinations everywhere, for me, are slightly nostalgic in ways, and then the way you simplify your flowers, kind of 60s, which I really love. And then there's these scenes, these kind of utopian scenes, and then the way you portray depth in your work, rather than doing kind of 3D modelling, you use with paint, you kind of actually layer things so that there would be a patterned background with a wider, bigger, flatter, simplified pattern, and then there's the next kind of layer of intricacy, and then there's the crescendo of information at the front. And it's divine. So, yeah, I love it. So that's where Arcadian Crumpet came from, and that's where I think crumpet could also be edible. What's interesting, I found, when I went and was delighting in your work is, of course, I was talking to the gallery director, Stuart, about it, and he mentioned that, yes, it's like brightly coloured folk art, and mentioned outsider art and naive art, and I was like, no, because it is, but I mean, I find the term outsider art and naive art really insulting, personally. But how do you feel about it? And also, you're happy to be labelled with that. And can you tell us a bit about what that is? Because I find it a very confusing definition.
Okay, so outsider art is somebody who is self-taught, but they also generally have to be on the outside of the art world and society. So generally, you'd say, I could have been an outsider artist by definition if no one found my paintings and they were stuffed in my knicker drawer and you found them when I was dead at 80. Mm-hmm. But although I'm self-taught, and I suppose due to my job as a union organiser, I'm a little bit outside of society sometimes, you could say I'm inside the art world by having an exhibition in a gallery, but then so do outsider artists. So for some people would say I'm an outsider, and some would say I don't fit that definition because
you're connected in a way.
Yeah, but I started painting 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And my work was, I suppose, discovered by a really old friend who I hadn't seen for 20 years, and they had a gallery in Melbourne.
Who was it?
Nick Chrysler. And so I had an exhibition there. And then after I came back, I just walked in off the street and went and saw Stuart with some of my work. Actually, I dropped it on the way in. And I had no idea if I'd get an exhibition here. And yes, it's been a
ongoing relationship. Before you started painting 6 years ago, what did you do any art or did you just...
I did some art classes in the 80s at the Auckland Society of Arts. And I painted on and off over the years, but really just in the last seven.
And what were the art classes like? Were they drawing off life models? Were they studying?
We did do drawing off life models, but, you know, it was a community art class type thing.
See, I negate that you're an outsider artist because I think if I hadn't gone to art school, does that make me an outsider artist? Not that I'm actually producing anything. And I think the term may need to be redefined because, I mean, it feels to me like outsider art is meant to be almost like, is it a curiosity? You know, like, oh, look what I found. There's this collection of stuff that someone did that's not connected to anything at all. And like you said, you've discovered it in someone's drawer. But it also, the whole thing about naive, it suggests you don't know, whereas
I'm knowingly naive, but I like the label naive. Naive is what you'd say is how Henri Rousseau, and he's one of my idols, is described. So I'm happy to be labelled that. And recently on Stuff, someone made a comment on an article about me saying, oh, I don't like her stuff. It's a bit childlike.
Who was that?
I don't know, but I did try and
find... I'm going to get them.
I did try and find out who they were. You know? And that made me really happy because it means that there's a simplicity there and I like that. I don't like art classes.
Yeah, I can understand.
I don't even like socialising. I hate art classes. I like to do my art as it comes out and just let it go. I don't want anyone commenting on it and telling me I need to do this, this and this. It just comes out as it comes out and I'm very fortunate. I feel very lucky that that's how it is. And what started as a hobby to de-stress from work has ended up with several exhibitions. But I'm not going to change what I do. So
see, I don't see them as being childlike. And I do see some artists that are in that galleries all seem to have one or two outsider artists or within their sort of collection of artists. And I've seen stuff and I'm like, no, I don't like that. It looks badly crafted. It's the composition's whack. I don't know what... They clearly don't know what they're doing or I don't like it. I'm not attracted to it, but yours is delicious, and the way that you use the paint on the flowers, like you layer the paint, it's not naive. You're a colorist. You've got excellent eye for text, for textile, for patterning, but beyond that,
I'm obsessive.
But it's beyond that as well, because I've seen some fine artists that are obsessive and they will do lots of really intricate stuff, like somehow that makes their art good by just doing heaps of... But yours is beyond that. It's got so much...
Have a look at Bill Tyler and some famous outsider artists that were... I suppose, I hate saying it, but because they weren't educated or because of their position in society or mental health issues, they're deemed as outsider. And I bought one painting that I just love from the outsider exhibition that I was part of. Mm. And it's somebody who is, sometimes lives on the street and everything. But the detail, I totally relate to it because it's obsessive, the whole picture. Mm. And for me, I need an outlet for all the patterns that I like and fabrics and so forth. And yet I paint the wallpaper, then I paint the vase, then I paint the flowers, and then I paint the figures. So that's you're quite right.
So you do get that sense of you
got it exactly right when you described it.
Yeah. Cool. Have you ever thought about doing textiles? Because I would love to buy something.
I'd love to.
A dress with your work on it.
That's what I always say, that if I could time travel, I'd want to go back and work in the Pool factory or the Denby factory and paint pottery.
Yes.
Or circus banners.
That would be awesome.
But fabric, definitely, like Raoul Duffy and Sonia Delaney.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Some names to look up, people. We are totally out of time and I want to talk for a lot longer, but we can't. But thank you so much for coming in. This is your fourth show at Black Asterisk.
Yes, it is.
And it's opening tonight at 6:30. I highly recommend going and checking it out. If you want to check out what's on and some more work, go to blackasterisk.com. co.nz.
And the artist talk on Saturday.
Oh, yes. Artist talk. What time is that on?
2 o'clock on Saturday.
Perfect. 2 o'clock on Saturday at 10 Ponsonby Road. It's a good way to start your weekend. Thank you.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.